The demand on Aurelius Hospital is increasing and it is highlighting the need for a new facility, City Council heard Monday. Officials from Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, OSMH, made a presentation to council that included an update on the future hospital project. The city's population is growing, and will continue to grow, especially the senior population, creating an expected 40% increase in demand for beds at OSMH over the next 15 years. We see and feel the difference in this growth over the last 5 years, said Dr. Aaron Barnett, Chief of Emergency Medicine at OSMH. That puts pressure on hospital resources and services, which has been felt for the past few years. In 2016, it felt like our infrastructure was at capacity, Barnett said, adding it now seems to be past capacity. The number of patients is increasing, many with complex healthcare needs, and mental health diagnoses are also on the rise. Their care needs are increasing in our region, Barnett said. There is one safe room at OSMH for mental health patients, though work is underway to create two more. However, Barnett said, there are 4 to 6 patients on average who would benefit from that resource but might not be able to. That results in compromised care, he said. There are also some significant deficiencies with the emergency department, as identified in a study this year. That includes the fact only 3 of the 34 emergency rooms meet current standards. Barnett said there have also been issues with infrastructure, much of which is end of life. It was noted in the presentation flooding and roof leaks are all too common. The cost of completing the required major infrastructure upgrades and repairs is equal to the local share of the cost of constructing a new hospital, said Tom Roberts, Vice President of Corporate Services, Chief Financial Officer. Support for a new hospital on a new site has been resounding, he said of the results of community engagement about the project. Our community deserves a modernized facility. It will take years before the doors will open at a new hospital. OSMH is in stage 1 of a 5-stage process to get there. It has submitted its proposal to the Ministry of Health and is awaiting a response. Count. Ralph Sapala asked about the cost of a new hospital and how much would need to be contributed on a local level. My concern is the amount of money that we can raise in the city of Aurelia, what our commitment will be. I think we really need to know that before we go to budget this year, he said. If the province approves the hospital's proposal, more details about cost can then be looked at, Roberts said. Count. Pat Hen noted TVs were removed from patient rooms and asked if they would be replaced. The contracted services for the TVs proved cost prohibitive for the hospital, and the costs paid by patients were excessive, said OSMH President and CEO Carmen Stumpo. Instead, the hospital moved to a free Wi-Fi system and has 8 devices that can be lent to patients and families who don't have them. Count. Rob Kloostra pointed out Aurelia's population isn't growing as quickly as that of some other areas and he asked where the local hospital project might land on the list of the province's priorities. In a recent analysis of 16 hospitals between Oakville and Muskoka, Stumpo responded, the hospitals in Aurelia and Collingwood had the highest occupancy. That's one reason Aurelia can make a very solid case to the province, he said. Later in the meeting, council passed a motion, introduced by Count. Ted Emmond, with the goal of supporting the project and encouraging the province to do the same. The motion supported, in principle, OSMH's Stage 1 submission to the province, and the need for a modernized acute care hospital in Aurelia. It also called for Mayor Steve Clark to meet with local members of Parliament, the Minister of Health and the Premier to express council support for a modernized OSMH. Finally, the motion will see council consider that a contribution to the OSMH reserve for the project be referred to this fall's budget deliberations for 2022.